regular care any more than you have. And he says he'll start you at $43 a month for the rest of your life, as long as you live. Well, I like the one out the top of the house. I said, that's the best thing I've ever had. And so the next day they said to the heir, it's
$86.
$86 for the rest of it.
Yeah, long, you're long about 57 years old.
Then. Yeah, long and 50, oh. long right then.
Well, that was mighty good.
That was good. Mm-hmm. And so in the time of it, they said, now, if you put up $25, we'll put up $25, and that'll make your wife $50 if you die first. But that's all she'll get. You won't get anything else, and if you don't do it, she won't get anything. So we talked to him, got to figuring around. He said, now suppose we live so long, and they take that out of our pay. Wouldn't it be better for you to get it? Or would it be better just for us both to get it and go on like it is? So he got to figure, he said, we just keep what we got. We won't lose that much. It'll take a long time. I might live a long time.
I see. That was a good decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't long after that. I told some that I cared about, and they said, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to run for our wife to have that $50. Well, long after I got that, and they said, Lord, Ben Pesh, you're going to get the $50 where your $25 goes or not. So I told them. They said, no, you're wrong. And you're wrong about that. I said, well, you didn't get one because your wife had done getting it. They're entitled to it. They got it fixed up, so you'll get it now. But I didn't have it, my wife, now they're going to get there. And so when I retired, I asked about that. And time up now, I started with $86 a month, and every time the cost of living went up, I got an increase in my pay, don't you see? 30%. Every time now, if the cost of living goes up as much as 3% and stays up 3 months in succession, I get the benefit of that 3% or whatever it might be, if 6% or 8% what it might
That's
be, you
very
see.
Good.
And it comes on up, you see.
That's the only way that pensions ought to be arranged.
So I went to the postmaster and asked him. I said, now look here, this is not fair. I'm getting two or three times as much as my wife would get. And I said, that's not fair. There ought to be something done about it. He said, I don't think there's anything can be done, but I'll find out about it. And so he wrote and said, no. But that was all she'd get, $50 a month, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't think it's fair. I think the cost of living goes up on me, it ought to go up on her, too.
Yes, that's right.
But then she'd have gotten that deal. She gets pretty well hurt sometimes. Me getting this money, she don't get nothing. Ain't nothing she can get. She can't even get Social Security. I can't get Social Security, see. On account of this, you see. I get this in place of Social Security.
That's right.
Civil service and a railroad. You can't get Social Security if you're getting that.
Can you get Medicare?
Yeah, get Medicare. Yeah. We get Medicare all right. Get Medicare.
Well, that's a
and
big
all the other kind of insurance you want, you can get it, you see, by paying for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big help.
So I left the.
So you served. Teach in Chester then?
I taught that year.
That one year. Then you've been on the farm since.
Yeah. I taught over the Delos. I told you when I went over there in 1950. Then I taught in 1918 down yonder, you see, with that man that wanted me to crop and move here. I taught 3 years. But I come to find out that I couldn't teach unless I knew something to teach. And Latin and algebra and all that stuff was just coming in. Well, I'd have to go back to school and get all that, you see, before I could qualify and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, maybe I'll get more out of the mail route than I would out of that,
right,
you see.
That's true.
Did, you see, yeah, three months I got on there, I got more out of that than would 6 months of teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't pay us, but I think I got $50 down there, and I believe I got 57 when I was here at Chester. I took $10 a month, you see.
Mm-hmm. And your pension is much better. Your pension as a mail carrier is better than the teacher's pension.
I don't go around telling you, I'm getting over $300 a month out of that mail carrier
now,
you see. It just keeps going up, you see. And then when I left the service, I left in better shape than I went there with. I was sick when I went there and weighed 126 pounds stripped. And when I left there, I weighed about 148 stripped, you see. So I didn't have nothing on them, they didn't have nothing on me.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing I could do. I tried every way I could. I had a brother-in-law that got a friend that got all this agriculture training, all these plow tools. The brother-in-law